27 Februarius. Word has just come. The messenger who delivered the tablet was an Ethiopian boy, about 6 years old. He bent so low he tipped over and tumbled at my feet. He started to cry with fear as Neva helped him, poor little one. I kept my royal stance, but smiled at him when he looked up. No doubt he had been trained that when he bows, his neck is at the mercy of Cleopatra's sword. But I do not like to carry weapons. They are heavy and put snags in my dress. I waved the guards off so the boy could back out of the room unharmed. Carrying the tablet over to the window where it was light, I broke the seal, untied the string, and read Olympus' message. He had seen my father after weeks of hiding. King Ptolemy and his loyal advisors had finally sneaked back to Alexandria and were in the harbor, ready to sail for Rome. He wrote, "Hurry, Cleopatra, but beware. Do not eat or drink. Friends of Tryphaena have been hired to poison you.